My name's Martina Flynn. I'm from Minicahang Causeway in North Kerry. I'm a long time plowing now. I'm nearly 30 years plowing, if not slightly over it. I started plowing when I was just after turning 15, going on 16. My father was reluctant at first to let me go plowing. I say he didn't want the hassle of coaching me. He wanted to go to the plow matches and just enjoy them. It was the next door neighbour, Patrick Murphy, that convinced him to let me go ploughing, and John Connor as well. So I had John Connor's tractor, because that was a small enough tractor, a Ford 6. And we set it up with narrow wheels and put on the plough. And I went ploughing, and I was competing against Clash O'Regan from Balnorig at the time. And it was kind of every second one. And I think our names had to be drawn from a hat because we'd equal points. So
oh,
I got
cool.
going in 94 to the plough match. She was going 93 and I got going in 94 to the plough match.
What made you want to start at all, Martina? What was it that sparked your interest?
Well, I grew up around machinery. My father's an agricultural contractor. So I suppose I always had an interest in machinery, and I didn't go to too many plough matches with him. I went to the odd one, I think. But I just wanted to give it a go, see whether I'd like it or not. So I'm still ploughing since. So I suppose with the bit of competition with Colette, it was interesting. It was kind of, as I said, we were every second one winning. So that kind of kept the interest going as well. Mm. And then when I got to the All-Ireland, I think my first year, I don't know, was I third or fourth? I remember I had to do a second split out because I'd no one to my right, so I had to do a split out to plough into, and I ploughed up a Pierce disc from a Pierce plough, so that had to be left there to show the reason why my split out wasn't 100% right. I think there was a woman from East Cork, Mary O'Connor, and her husband kicked her furrow and she was docked marks. So that's how I got a place above her, because I remember she coming up and telling me that.
Oh.
That I got the extra place because of her husband kicking the
furrow. You're very grateful for himself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, tell me what it's like when in those moments and how you practice as well, you know, because I assume you need a good bit of land behind you to be practicing.
And that's my biggest downfall. I've no land, and I'm extremely lucky to have very good neighbours that let me go into their land to practice. I primarily use Patrick Casey in Clonbon, his fields, but I might tear off over to Ronan Barnhead's ground rented near me, and I might tear into that for because it's close to home if something has to be done to the plough. I've used other people's land, Michael Harrington, several others. I'm forgetting names here, so mm-hmm. I apologise to anyone's name who I haven't mentioned, but very thankful to anyone that has left me go into their land to practice.
And trusted you.
Yeah, and because we're contracting, if the corn isn't cut in time, or if there's silage going on, because my tractor is used for raking, the wheels mightn't be changed until a couple of days beforehand. So the practice might end up being only maybe a half a day before the tractor is taken up, or maybe I might get a day or two, but that's the most practice. Mm-hmm. So we were very lucky there for a few years where Killarney Ploughing Association ran plough matches before the plough match,
yeah.
Which was great. That was great practice because you had a full run of a ploughing match. You had a full start to finish of your split out, your opening ploughing and your furrow, and that was brilliant. The first one that occurred there was in 2014, and up at the All-Ireland I came third that year. But just to show you how tight the competition is in the All-Ireland, I was placed third. The person placed second was a point ahead of me. The person placed first was 2 points ahead of me.
Wow.
So that's how tight the competition can be.
Mm.
I was just saying
to you.
And
you nearly feel hard done by then when it's points.
Not at all, because my attitude is you go, you plough, you take no notice what everybody else is doing on the day. You just do what you're supposed to do. A lot of it is luck. If things turn out right, everything is going well for you, well and good. Things can go terribly wrong for you. And, you know, that's just the look of the day, how things will work out, whether you get a suitable plot. Do you know, a lot of luck comes into it as well. I suppose the last 2 years, last year was the first year without my father. This year, my uncle is coaching me. So hopefully it will go well.
Yeah, and they'll be looking out for you. And Martina, I was going to ask you about your father when you won that time. Back when he said we won't get her into it, what was his reaction when he saw you come out of there and do what you said you were going to do?
Not much. It's kind of, there'd be no emotion in our house. I was threatened with not going ploughing, without being left going ploughing if I didn't study for the Leaving Cert the following year. So I suppose it was understood how important ploughing was to me. He put a lot of heart and soul into it as well. In that, he'd get very excited about the All Ireland. If things weren't going well, even though we recently had a programme on him, and Eddie Hord said he never heard him shouting, he used to shout. There was one year above there, I was looking behind me. Jimmy Dunigan would always be on the headland, and I was looking behind me at Jimmy. Because Jimmy was saying, you need to kind of lift the front board. And the father was in front because I had gone a bit crooked and going out. And he was in front he wanted to straighten my driving. And I wasn't looking at him. Next thing I heard a bang, he threw a stone at the windscreen. So he'd do his best to ensure that I did it as well as possible. So there was no point in I getting excited because he was getting excited for both of us. So we used to have a crowd around us up at the All Ireland. Because of the shouting, the both of us were doing to each other. There was one year, I think it was my third or fourth year ploughing in the All Ireland. And he was afraid for insisting that I separate the brakes, press one side of the brake to kind of skid in. To get into the furrow fairly quickly so that the plough then wouldn't fall over. It'd be kind of more or less straight. I wasn't doing that at all. I wasn't used to driving the tractor in the early years. And this one time anyway, I did it. And I ended up striking his knee with the backboard of the plough. And there was a steward there from Donegal that my mother was standing beside. And the steward said, he deserved that.
Oh my God. So there's a lovely father-daughter memories there, isn't there, Martina?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And sure, look, when things were going well, you heard nothing. When things were going bad, you heard something.
Yeah.
But look, I learned some bits, but I forgot them all. I suppose my first time ploughing in the local match was in Ballyduff in October without him. And I suppose there was kind of nobody with me at the very beginning. And in fairness, I kind of forgot everything I should have known. And in fairness, Stacey's father was judging in Ballyduff at that time, and he came over. Now, my biggest mistake, I suppose, was I should have set my plough before trying to narrow it in. And I was there and I was like, oh, Jesus, like the plough was way down. I was on a hill and it was way down. How am I going to bring it up? And Stacey's father took my long wrench and he wedged it in the toolbox in the very front. And he said, follow that instead of following my line that I had. I have a disc on my land wheel for cutting a line for going back in the second round of split out. And in fairness, Thomas Carroll and PJ Dalton then came and stayed with me because I actually hit my leg then with the land wheel when I was changing it, and they stayed with me. But Stacey's father then every now and then would come over and he'd do this, do that. So he gave me a good few tips that day, in fairness, which kind of got my brain thinking a little. So eventually, I suppose the grief kind of stopped me from doing what I should have known to do. And eventually I started thinking myself again. Mm-hmm. Now with I only ploughed three matches, I think, this year in the local matches. So it wasn't until I was practicing this past week
Yeah.
that things finally kicked in and I remembered
the brain started going.
Exactly, yeah. what I was supposed to do. So I had Gerard and Michael J. Dunnigan with me for a bit on Saturday. And in fairness, the plough went fairly well. So
yeah,
fingers crossed for this coming week.
Well, Stacey, we'll head over to you now because when I had contacted you last week, you were very busy practicing. So yeah. Tell us a bit about yourself, Stacey. And you come from Cork originally, but you're here in...
Cordland. So I'm from Bandon originally. So I would have been ploughing with Cork West up until this year. And came down to the Kerry Club. Then I competed at the Novice Match in, I'd say, March, April time?
Yeah, about the end of March.
Yeah. So there was five of us in it. And I came out on top of that, thank God. So booked my place in the All-Ireland. I suppose I started, my first year playing was 2017, but then I went to Australia for 3 years, so I had a break.
There was no ploughing to be done in Australia,
no,
was there?
No. And then my brother went to Australia, so I actually got the gear for a year. Missed out on qualifying for the Novice by a mark in the Cork West qualifier. So you have 3 years, you can qualify for Novice once you don't win it in the All-Ireland. Then I got pregnant with my little miss here, so that put me out for another 2 years. So even though I started in 17, it has been I've actually only had probably 3 years proper ploughing.
Okay.
So it has been very start, stop. So yeah, the practice was definitely needed to get back into it. So it's my father's gear, well, father/brother. It's dad's tractor, and we kind of fight between the three of us then.
And what kind of tractor is it?
It is a John Deere that dad actually bought for ploughing back, it was nearly 2011 or longer. It was just for ploughing he bought it for. So in 2017, then I actually used my brother's McCormick and didn't like it. I was actually third above there that year. With my brother helped me because dad was still ploughing. So this year, dad is back on the helper. As you said, my dad now will be as excited as Martina's was. Like, he'd definitely have a bit of shouting like we do, the three of us.
That will just bring the adrenaline though, won't it?
Oh yeah, like there'll be no talk in the house for about a week before the ploughing. Like mom said, mom and dad are married 32 years and same thing every year with the ploughing. You know the ploughing's coming up for the week before. Tension rises with everyone. Oh. But I suppose we've been out about a week and a half now practicing. Dad was over in the world ploughing, so my brother was out with me, and myself and dad have been out every day now the last week above in Cork. Mm. So in fairness, same as that, like we've had great landowners. We've had two fields close to home, and then we have Tygo O'Driscoll gave us one of his fields for Friday and Saturday, so we actually left the tractor over in his house Friday night. And we ploughed, there was like three or four banks we'd done between Friday and Saturday. Mm. So yeah, it's finally coming Saturday. Like Friday now, I was iffy. I was like, I don't know, will we go on the truck now at all? But finally started hitting back Saturday. Look, could have had a lot more practice done, should have had a lot more, but...
But is it better that you don't overdo it either? Because by the time it actually makes to the championship, that you could be jaded from it, or...?
I suppose with me, because I've been so in and out, like the year that I'd done every match, that Novice match I'd done at the end, I was able to do a lot of things myself. Spot when the plough was going too deep, spot the wide sods and narrow sods. When you're out of it a while then, it does take a bit of time. So it was really Saturday. I wasn't actually looking back at dad going, if I had to deepen or lighten the plough, I was actually going away myself. Just getting confidence up.
Yeah, exactly.
And going yourself that way. So look, what's done is done now. The tractor's on the way to Tullamore now, so there'll be nothing else done at this stage.
Well, Stacey, tell us about your younger self.
The first time I ploughed, there's a vintage day goes on in Cork, or West Cork, every year around August time. And they wanted the All-Ireland team to plough. So dad took down his gear and he was the only... shall I say, old person. So he was like, I can't plough against all these young people. They're, you know, the under 21s and stuff. I was like, sure, I'll hop up, sure, and I'll give it. Now, bear in mind, like, this is probably 2016. Like, I was late to the scenario, but hopped up anyway and drove straight. And yeah, that's how we kind of We went from there then.
And he saw you, your potential then at that point, and he said, yeah, we'll keep Stacey on.
Yeah, sometimes, like, last week now, we were kind of debating the whole giving up on the scenario. Very hit or miss. Again, like, Dad has been involved in ploughing, like, his whole life. Like, he, I'd say, 12, he got his uncle's plough. He was out with his uncle. So Dad and James are very passionate about it. It's a massive thing. Like, ploughing is the main sport in our household in Cork. The two of them are actually judging up there this week as well. So it is a massive thing. So you go out and you do the best you can. Like, there's no point going out and doing a half job on it.
Yeah.
I suppose they're so passionate about it. Like,
exactly. And when you do have your family looking out for you and everything like that as well, you want to make them proud as well as making yourself proud.
Exactly. That's it. Like, it's pure drive has got me going to novice again, because James, my brother, won the novice on the first year it came out in 2016. And I went up the next year and I was only third. So that's why I keep going back.
So you're competitive?
Yeah. I can't let him have the one up of me. So I'm back now again to try. And so they have it behind him, in fairness. Like, so I am very lucky to have coaches that will help out. And like, we're trying to get new people involved. Like, Dad is good, as Martina was saying, like, he will give a helping hand to people and just trying to encourage new people to come out, because unfortunately, the ploughing is slipping away for younger people.
Why do you think?
I suppose it is an expensive sport to start up. Like, gear is expensive. Like, do you know, you can buy your standard plough, but there's a lot of extras that go on to that plough. And it's a shame, because it is an art.
It's very historic here as well, isn't it? Like, yeah. When you go back, the amount of years, and even if, like, you're talking about the ploughing itself, from when it first started to today's day and age, like, it's history.
Yeah, it is. And it's unfortunate that, like, there, I'd say there's a good few counties wouldn't. Kerry don't have an under 21, sure they don't.
And I think the under 28 is going to be gone after this year as well, isn't
it? So, yeah. Do you know, there's no young people, which is a shame, coming up, because we do need to encourage new people to come in. And Cork West are lucky enough, they have a good selection of young people coming through. Mm. But saying that, like, Cork West will be one of the strongest clubs in the country, I'd say. Like, they've a good shot of ploughmen. So it's just trying.
Do you need to have a farming background to be able to plough?
No,
definitely not.
Just a bit of confidence behind heavy machinery.
Well, an interest. If you've an interest in ploughing, you'd find a coach. There'll always be a coach available if you've an interest.
Yeah.
They'll have an interest in showing you everything. And like, as Stacey said, the biggest problem is, I suppose, the expense into it. Mm. It's having the plough, the availability of the plough, the match plough, more than anything else.
Yeah.
Because you will pick up a tractor, but it's getting the match plough. Like, they're gone scarce, and they're gone very expensive because they're scarce. Like, you could work away with a very basic match plough. You don't have to have a lot of the extras on it. But we'll say the likes of my plough now, because like that now, but my uncle and Jimmy Dunningham were discussing that recently enough. My plough has a hydraulic top link, which is needed, a hydraulic leveller, which really isn't needed. It has a hydraulic cross shaft, which kind of is needed. Mm-hmm. But I also have a hydraulic front wheel in front of the front board. That isn't a necessity, but it makes a huge difference in terms of you don't have to be constantly moving the top link and the leveller. Mm. If you're going into ground where you have a lot of dips and hollows in it, like up the country.
Mm.
I also have a hydraulic stay. You don't have to have that in a tractor. You don't have to have treaded discs on the plough. It's a help, but you don't have to have it on it.
So there's a list there already, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even, like, it is move with the times. We used to plough, well, a lot of people are now ploughing with 25 boards,
yeah,
compared to hydraulic boards that were just 4 years ago, I'd say everyone would have had hydraulic boards. Yeah. Now you plough next to someone between the different boards and you do see the difference. Like, 25 boards are closing in your ploughing a lot more. So it is kind of changing. If one person is changing, you nearly have to go with it because they are your...
It's the style.
Yeah.
And they're your competition.
You're being marked in the style.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So tell us then, for people, let's say people like me who don't plough, and you, it's obviously in your lives, what are the things that people take for granted that you do at the ploughing championships that we don't realise? Like, if I was going up, I'd be going up around all the stalls and my big high wellies and everything like that. But it's much more for you, isn't it?
Well, I remember, God, it could have been 10 years ago now, Dad was ploughing in the test match. So the test match was right next to the stalls. And the car park actually had to come through the test match to go to the stalls. One fella came up to me going, Jesus, is there always ploughing here? At the National Ploughing Championships. I was like, it just goes to show that unless you have an interest in ploughing, you're not going out to see the ploughing. Do you know, they just have no interest.
Yeah.
Like, I even see mum's there 30 years and honestly couldn't. If you drive straight, mum thinks you're fantastic. Do you know, people, unless you're into it. Now, saying that, like, the more you get into it, the easier it is to pick different sods uniformly. I'd still be standing there going, geez, I have great sods done there now. And Dad could be like, they're as uneven as could be. I was flying it. Do you know, it's just when you get into it. And the ploughman would hardly go into the stalls then, like, do you know, they'd be.
But I suppose then the biggest factor is, and the biggest talking point about the ploughing championships is always the weather.
Yeah.
And the weather is a huge factor for you. So Martina, like, as you were saying, you were out practicing last week, and last week was really bad here.
It was. There was one year there, if you remember, they closed the stalls because the weather was so bad, the tents got blown down. The ploughing still went ahead. That year, the sunroof was blown off my tractor. I got extra time because I put the tractor against one of the portaloos because my mother wanted to use the bathroom. And there was a queue that formed because they all wanted to go in to use the bathroom. So that's how I got extra time, because I couldn't start until they finished using the portaloo so that I could go back ploughing. So the steward...
You couldn't make it up.
Yeah, the steward gave me extra time then for ploughing, but I didn't need the extra time, so it was fine. But yeah, the ploughing went ahead that year, even though the stalls were closed.
Mm.
And like... There was another year, I'd say it's going back to the late 90s. I remember my marking out stick for, you put up three sticks, sighting poles, so that you can drive a straight line for your first split out, your first round of split out. And the weather was so bad that year that it actually broke my first marking out stick. The wind was so bad.
Wow. And it actually just cut it in half.
It broke it. It's timber sticks I use, so it broke it in the bottom.
Wow.
So yeah, like the ploughing element is never cancelled.
No. So out in all forces, no matter what.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I remember another year, Dad was in the test match and it was raining so bad he'd done his furrow through water. You couldn't see the sod being turned.
Yeah,
he was literally ploughing through water, like.
Wow.
And I don't know how they judged it, because he couldn't see half the ploughing because it was all underwater.
How did he place?
I think he was fourth that year, so it actually done well for him.
Yeah, even in 23, the first day my cousin was ploughing in the under 21s. My father was coaching him, and I was standing at the headland, and the water was running down in front of the wheel of the tractor.
Yeah. You'd be half afraid to get stuck, would you?
You're a four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive, yeah.
Sorry, I don't understand.
It's the vintage fellas that'll be more in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In weather like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose we won't... right now, we don't know how you're going to place. We'll know by the time this airs on Sunday. But, Stacey, I suppose for you, you're here now with hopefully the next generation. What's this little girl's name again?
Hayley.
Hayley.
Yeah.
So Hayley, you will probably be ploughing in the next 18 years, hopefully. She's a big smirk on her face.
Will you? We don't
but
know.
Isn't it amazing how you can be such an amazing role model for her now? And when she starts going up to the ploughing, she'll be saying, yeah, my mommy is ploughing away up there and placing here, there and everywhere.
Hopefully. Now her dad wouldn't be into the ploughing at all. We have a lot of different interests. he doesn't kind of understand what... I suppose unless you're into it, you don't understand all the aspects we look at. You know, people yeah. think ploughing a field is just going
ploughing
in, ploughing a field. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, hopefully we have a good few things lined up for now between the ploughing and the showing the cows now. She'll be busy between it all.
What kind of little wellies does she have?
You have pink ones, don't you? You had hunter wellies, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you see Mommy's? What colour is Mommy's tractor?
Green.
Good girl.
Oh, so adorable. And Martina, as you say, there's obviously so many people that you want to thank and people that have been there for you over the last couple of months as well. But, you know, I suppose the most important thing is that you remember that everyone is by your side through this.
Absolutely. And even apart from that as well, Kaya, like the number of people that are behind the scenes in local ploughing matches that are either giving fields for local ploughing matches to take place or are there involved in a voluntary capacity at the gate or involved setting up the field or in some capacity, and they're never thought of because everybody always thinks about the competitors, but there's so much involved in organising a local plough match.
Yeah.
And they do it for the love of the ploughing.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's just to say a big thank you to them for their interest in ploughing and their trying to keep it going, trying to get the exactly, young people yeah. involved in it, to keep the tradition of ploughing going. It's so important, both at a local level, a county level and a national level.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it will continue and hopefully more people will become involved in it at both the novice level and continue on to go ploughing at the competition level.
Mm-hmm. Finally, before I let you go, what time are you making road for tomorrow?
We're leaving at 8 o'clock. We're not too early, thank God.
And yourself, Martina?
I'm hoping to go at around 9 mark, but just getting out the door is the yeah. the issue.
And what time is your competitions?
My competition is on Wednesday. Now I'm staying in Westmeath, so more than likely I'd be leaving the hotel then at around 6:30, 7 o'clock to try and be in the field for around 8.
Okay. And yourself, Stacey?
I'm Wednesday as well. I'll probably try and be in the field around 7 because it takes me a bit of a while to line up straight. There'll be a bit of fighting between myself and Dad, so I'll try and do that before the crowd comes.
It sounds like after a few drinks of a night out.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But sure, once it's over Wednesday now, we'll all be happy as Larry again. Like, yeah. So it'll yeah. be fine. I think it's just they're so passionate about it. Like, you would have went through the, yeah. by the sounds of it, you go through the same thing yeah. we do. And yeah. it's just so passionate. So, 'tis great to see.
Yeah,
that people are still into it, and look, there is great competition. So, like, I would encourage a lot of people to go and see the ploughing, see the art of the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have world champions ploughing in the senior classes, and not many countries can say that. So, it is great to go out, even young people that are half interested, go out and see what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Even just to see the turning of it and everything like that. Again. Things that we just take for granted, you know.
That's it. And like, you do make friends. That's another thing from yeah. all around the place. Like, you know people. It's a week of socialising as well as you get to meet people you might not see for a full year.
Yeah. And I was going to say, is that how you met?
Through the ploughing?
Yeah.
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 Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So it is. And there is, like, there's a good few girls in the novice now this year as well, which is nice.
That's
to see
right.
girls
yeah.
coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get that farm, like the farm rec classes. There's serious competitors inside there.
Mm-hmm. But it's great because, again, you know, it's been a huge year here, you know, when you think about even the Rose of Tralee and everything like that, about getting women in that kind of point of view of, you know, we can do anything, whatever we can
exactly,
put our minds
yeah.
to. And I just think it's very important that we highlight women like ye who still compete and everything like that and, you know, juggle a really busy lifestyle and still make the time to do this.
Yeah, and keep it going. Like, there was a woman competing in the world for, is it Sweden or Switzerland, I think Dad said?
Really?
Yeah. So, like, she was competing against senior levels.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's not the first time, because I think there was somebody competing in the worlds before, was there, in
there
the
Canada
late 90s?
Yeah.
And wasn't there a daughter of a world competitor? Didn't she qualify for the worlds at some point as well? The guy that modifies the ploughs. I can't think of his name, from Missouri.
I have no idea.
Okay.
The Goldberg.
You definitely won't get Goldberg it from me anyway.
Yeah. Obler.
Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like, they're in the next level. Like, they have no helpers. They're doing what the senior men do. Like, they're set up plows. Now, I don't have the strength to set up the plow myself. Like, there's some of those wheels that are on the plow. I curse the people that made them.
when you're in a rush trying to lift them, like.
But ladies, it was really fascinating to talk to you, and I wish you all the best for this week, and you'll let us know the results so we can let people know as well.
Thank you, Kai.
Thank you very much.